walking from Cook Strait to Sydney. So while you're getting ready to go, just to your south is a front. Now that front joins the Queensland Depression. That's the one that we talked about that formed underneath the split jet over there. Now the front is going to pass over Northland early Wednesday morning. And UK Met has got that front moving quite rapidly to the north. So anyway, there, the window that we talked about, I originally thought Tuesday might be a reasonable day, but actually it's looking more like Wednesday as a departure window, probably around noontime on Wednesday. The EC model shows very little pressure gradient on the passage route right through Monday the 25th. So that's a full week of fairly light gradient. So again, it would be a situation where if you went, you probably need a fair amount of fuel. Otherwise, you'll have a very, very slow trip. Now, we'll have a clearer picture on Monday when we get back. And those of you that haven't left, tune in and we'll see what things are looking like then. Okay, over to the islands. Now, Tonga, satellite imagery shows scattered cloud over Tonga Tapu. Actually, it showed quite a bit of cloud. But then as the loop went on, it started to break up a bit, become scattered at the end of the loop. But more extensive coverage for the Hapais and Vavau. Now, observations, Tonga Tapu this morning, calm conditions, low cloud, 900 feet, and scattered at 1600, broken at 3500. They had recent showers this morning, barometer 1017. And Vavau reports calm, cloud 1800 and at 3500, barometer 1017. The Hapais were calm, plenty of cloud there, 1,000 feet, another layer at 1800 feet, and a more solid layer, but broken at 10,000 feet, and barometer 1017. Now, I would expect plenty of cloudy periods today with isolated showers for the group. There'll be a moderate south to southwest swell. And I have some tidal data. The low tides at 1100 and the high tides at 1750. So my wind forecast for today is for southeasterlies about 10 to 15 knots, a little bit lighter possibly this afternoon, and there may be a veer to the south-southeast. Tomorrow, south-southeast, about 10 to 15. Just to the east, by the way, of the Tongan chain, the winds are south-southwest in the Nui area and whatnot, so you can see the curvature, if you will, in the isobars. You can visualize that, perhaps. Okay, Fiji, that's quite a bit of cloud coverage this morning as well. So in general, expect a southeast wind flow over the entire group. There'll be moderate southerly swells, moderate to rough seas. Conditions at Nandi, 5 a.m., northeast 5 knots, scattered at 3,000 and 5,000, barometer 1017. Suva was calm, scattered at 2,000 and 4,500. And barometer 1017. And again, the other two areas I looked at, they did not give early reports. They're too late to do us any good. Radar shows a few areas of showers about the group just here, and they're very isolated, so not much at all. So the wind forecast, kind of a hard call, actually. Tabuni to Coral Island, I'm going to say southeast 15 to 20. Vanua Balavu, I'm going to say 10 to 15, but then perhaps moving to 15 to 20 a little bit later. The Southern Lau, southeast 15, as well as Kindavu. And the Asawas, a little bit more wind than what was reported. I think by noon, there'll be some southeasterlies 15 to 20. This is a little bit stronger than what's reported, so we'll see what happens there. Sunday, Tabuni Tacoro, that bit of water in there, southeast 15 to 20. Lanua Malabo, I think we'll see up to 20 knots there out of the southeast. And then southeast 15 knots for the southern Lau, Kendabu, and the Esalas. A little bit lighter tomorrow. And then on Monday, I think we're going to see lighter air yet. And I think this was something that Jonathan was looking for. Southeast winds about 10 knots, pretty much for the entire group. At least that's how it looks now. Vanuatu shows showers all about the group. There's rather active cloud clusters virtually everywhere except Santo. That shows rather clear skies over satellite imagery. So the general forecast is going to be cloudy conditions with scattered showers over the southern group, and then partly cloudy over the northern group, and there may be some brief showers there as well. So the wind forecast for Anishinaabe southeast about 15, Tana it'll be up to 20, Fate southeast 20 as well, and Pentecost and Ambrum, I'm looking at southeast 15 to 20, but out in the open water, I think there's going to be 20 to 25 knots. So I do believe it's going to be blowing outside there a bit. Tomorrow, Anishinaabe southeast, about 15 to 20, Tana, about 20 knots, same as today. And Fate east southeast, getting up to 20 as the day warms up. And for Pentecost and Ambrum, for the festivals up there, east, southeast, I think it's going to be 20 to 25. Won't be that at the anchorage, but out on the open water, I believe that's what we'll see. Moving over to Nucal. Conditions at Amity Light were east-southeast, 16, gusting to 21. And Ile de Pen was southeast, 7, and gusting 12 knots, but a shift to the south-southeast. So the forecast for the Southern Lagoon today, really, and tomorrow, southeast 20 knots. So I'm going to, that concludes what I've got. I'm going to get involved in the ENSO cycle, where we are in it, in my opinion, and as far as the facts go, and what that's going to mean later in the season when you're thinking about returning to New Zealand or Australia. So first off, I'll leave it open for any questions. Here's Patricia.
Okay, is there anything wanting? Don't forget we are not on the radio tomorrow, so if you want anything for the next 2 days, call now. Okay, we've got a couple there. Stand by, Galaxy. Trigger, go ahead. Did you leave yesterday?
No, we left this morning, so we're just getting out the gap here. Very light wind southeast, about 8, 10 knots. Sea is flat behind the island, but we're leaving for Fargo today. Thank you.
Okay, so we'll look for you on Monday, leaving for Pango Pango today from Vavau with the light southeast 8 to 10. Okay, and Galaxy, go ahead, JP. Well, for some reason, you were very clear before, but you are very light now. I'm going to have to get you to repeat that. Go ahead again.
Did you cut me?
Yes, got you now. Go ahead.
After your video today, that you went to the event when you spoke to me earlier today, we had a discussion for the time to take you to the event with you over.
Yes, well, you won't want to hear it, I'm afraid. During the Bastille celebrations yesterday in France, in Nice, along the Promenade des Anglais, a truck just wove its way, smashing through the crowd. 84 dead now, and 20 very critical. It was just a horrible, horrible scene.
Terrorism.
Thanks to our friendly terrorists, who God knows how they can consider themselves human. Just children and buggies, women and men just out to enjoy Bastille Day and just mowed down very, very deliberately.
Cool.
84 killed. The terrorist was killed. But boy, it was just an absolute horrible mayhem. So, yes, and we will stay on frequency after the net. So anybody else for questions relating to the weather before David gets into the question of the day? Good morning, Dee, on thumbs up.
The weather for Monday,
okay, look at the passage conditions leaving Monday nightish for Fiji. This coming Monday for Fiji from Vavau.
Okay, looking at Monday, the winds are very, very light, and you'll certainly enjoy the calm conditions. Will not be a fast passage at all. The winds are going to be, well, in the Tonga area, they'll start off southeast about halfway on the same day. They're more southerly, south-southeast, but in the neighborhood of 10 knots, if that. We'll take a look at Tuesday and Wednesday. Hang on. All right, on Tuesday, the winds start to back, so you'll have pretty much southeast winds near Tonga, but more like east-southeast as you near the Lau group. And then on Wednesday, the winds do pick up. The winds pick up out of the southeast to east-southeast up to 20 knots, 15 to 20 knots on Wednesday. Over.
Thank you very much for that, David. Yes, that we have done something to claim for over the weekend. Yes, it's something to spend the night.
All right, you're welcome. All right, this was a pretty good question, and I'm not sure how to start it. I think I'm going to talk about ENSO briefly. ENSO is El Nino Southern Oscillation. That's what it stands for. But really, we're talking about El Nino and La Nina. And, well, the best way to start, I suppose, is what are we talking about when we say La Nina? It's obviously the opposite of El Nino. And what happens in the eastern Pacific is that as the semi-permanent high, you know, we've got a big high pressure area that's just to the west of Ecuador. Those of you that are from the northern hemisphere know that we have also a semi-permanent high off the coast of California. Well, this is the same thing, only in the southern hemisphere. Well, the central pressure of that semi-permanent high increases during La Nina. The winds off the coast of Ecuador get much stronger. They tend to run then parallel to the coast. And due to a phenomenon that we'll talk about another time called the Ekman spiral, we get cold, deep water that rises up to the surface. And that cold water makes the air, of course, colder, and that increases the strength of the anticyclone. Now, we're not going to talk about water temperatures. We're just going to talk about the high. So, in effect, we get sort of a perpetual motion effect, if you will. So the result of all of this are strong trade winds. And these strong trade winds are going to affect the islands and also the passage routes. Now, also, the trades are going, this is important, the trades are going to push the surface warm water that was there into what we call the hot pool area of the Solomons and New Guinea. that you've heard me time and time again talk about the hot pool. Well, this is where the water gathers. Now, all of this hot water, relatively speaking, and I'm talking about temperatures of up to 30 C, this enhances the convective activity, the rainfall, and all of that in the Western Equatorial Group, you know, New Guinea, Northern Australia, Indonesia. Now, all of this rising air is going to, up it goes, and when it gets up to the top of the troposphere, it turns and it heads to the south as the subtropical jet stream. And the jet now, as you all know by now, is the driver of all weather. Nothing happens on the surface without jet stream activity. The jet controls the 500 millibar level, and that controls the troughs and the ridges that we talk about almost every day at 500 millibar, and they in turn create the highs and the lows, the anticyclones and the depressions. And they travel east, and they, of course, affect the weather in the islands and also the cruising route. Now, it does not mean that the highs and the lows travel any faster, but they become a little bit more intense during the La Nina. So, what is that going to actually mean in terms of activity? Well, before I get there, the other half of the question was the actual cycle itself and how do we measure it? Well, there's a number of key things that the climatologists use to measure the ENSO or La Nina or El Nino. There are probably six or eight factors. The most important one is what we call the Nino 3.4 area. And this is an area of ocean that is 5 north to 5 south and 120 to 170 west. Now, an index is created so that if we were to have La Nina conditions, the temperatures in this index need to be minus 0.4 degrees C from the mean. Now, the other index is the ONI, and that's similar to NITO 3.4, but they use a 3-month running mean to do the same thing. The other item that's used is the SOI, that's the difference in pressure between Tahiti and Darwin. It's not used so much anymore. It used to be a primary item to look at, but it becomes more of a lagging feature and not really a predictive feature. So that's something that is looked at, but a lot of weight is really not given to it. The other things that are looked at are the trade winds and also the cloudiness, and that's measured in what we call OLR, outgoing long wave radiation. And what that does, it decreases during the La Nina cycle. So where are we? First off, where we are is El Nino is finished. So anybody that talks about El Nino, they could talk about it in past tense. We are now entering a La Nina phase. We have been in neutral conditions for about 3 months, almost 4 months now, which means that El Nino has finished about 4 months ago, and we have gone into neutral. But now we are in La Nina territory, and I will give you facts for July. The Nino 3.4, remember we needed to have minus 0.4 or larger. Well, now, for July, the official numbers are minus 0.8. So, clearly, we've passed the threshold for La Nina conditions. And the OLR, the cloudiness, that has also decreased below the reference line. I won't get into that. Suffice it to say, that confirms that we are in La Nina conditions as well. Now, there are a number of model projections for looking at forecasting, and they are, as an example, UK Met, ECMWF, which I use all the time, Scripps Institute of Oceanography does an ENSO prognosis. Media France, POAMA, which is the Australian, I tend to use that quite a bit. JMA, they are the Japanese Met Service. They put out model projections. They all are forecasting for the rest of the year and into April of next year to be La Nina. So we will have, we are, and will continue to have La Nina. Now, what does it mean as a cruiser? Okay, first off, the most important thing is the tropical cyclones. They are going to form west of the dateline, not exclusively, but if and when they do form, they are more than likely to be west of the dateline. When we had El Nino, we had a pretty good chance of them forming east of the dateline, but not this time. Now they're going to be west, so that's going to be a consideration. For the New Zealand area, it means more northeasterly winds, and it also means there's going to be more rain in the northeast part of the North Island. So those of you that are coming into Opua or Marsden, it's quite possible you're going to be seeing more rain, which means more fronts, more depressions. For the islands, Fiji, Tonga, Samoa, the temperatures are going to be cooler. I think we've seen that already. The trade winds are going to be stronger, and they seem to be. Some of the islands that are not very high above sea level are going to see the sea level increase, and it is not going to increase because glaciers are melting. It's going to increase because the wind is driving the sea to the west. Now, you will get up to 400 millimeters or more higher sea level on the west side of the Pacific than you do on the east side of the Pacific. So that's over 400 millimeters higher. So that's going to obviously cause the effect of higher sea level. And the other very important thing is the SPCZ. We don't really call it that on Gulf Harbor Radio. I talk in terms of troughs and convergent zones because I believe that SPCZ, which stands for South Pacific Convergence Zone, sort of an overworked term, and it's too general. I like to call the troughs where I see them, and oftentimes they're broken, they're scattered. There's one here, one there, and so forth, and so on. Well, there's going to be more of them, and they will shift more to the southwest, which means instead of being in the 5 to 10 degree south range, they're going to be more towards the islands. So the islands are going to see more troughing and convergent zones. So that, I think, probably sums it up. There's only one thing left, and I'm not going to talk that now, is what kicks off an ENSO cycle that I don't think is appropriate at the moment, but I do have opinions on that, and we can talk about it at another time. But that is where we are in the ENSO cycle, and that'll give you some idea of what changes you'll see over the next few months as you get ready to depart the islands. It's funny talking about that now, how you just got there. So, any questions on that, come now. If not, okay. And keep the questions coming. They've been some very, very good ones. So I will give this to Patricia, and it's open to you now for a question.
They're probably all asleep. They're not worried about coming back to New Zealand at this stage of the event. Anybody with anything relating to that? I missed the name, but go ahead. I've got